兄姐妹，我们一起祷告。
Brothers, sisters, let us pray.
亲爱的、荣耀的救主，我们的主耶稣。
Oh dear, glorious Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢你给我们这一段时间。
Thank you for giving us this time.
让我们能够亲近你。
So that we may be near to you.
让我们也能够跟我们的弟兄姐妹一起交通。
So we can also have fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
都是因为你自己为我们所成就的事情。
This is all because what you have accomplished for us.
我们也感谢你，你自己拣选了我们。
We also thank you for you have chosen us.
我们也感谢你，你自己为我们成就的事情。
We also thank you for all you have accomplished for us.
你为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
You have opened a new and a life road.
你自己先走过了。
You have passed through by it yourself.
你也会带领我们走过这一条路。
You also will lead us past through this road.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天要看马太福音第五章第十到十二节。
Today we're going to study chapter 5 of Matthew, verses 10 to 12.
那么这个是最后一个福。
This is the last beatitude.
他说：“为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
刚才我们念了从第三节一直到第十二节。
We have just read from verses 3 to verse 12.
那么我们过去在讲第一个福的时候，
When we discussed the first beatitude,
你还记不记得是什么福啊？什么人呢会蒙福？
Do you remember which one would be the one that's blessed?
什么样的人啊？
What kind of people?
虚心的人。
Poor in spirit.
那么刚才我们很感谢主啊，英文翻译啊，就是告诉我们，我们邻里贫穷的人。
So we are poor in spirit.
他说天国是他们的。
Because the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
然后我们今天要讲第十节。
Today we're going to read verse 10.
这个呢，跟前面那个有点相呼应啊。
This is kind of responding to the first.
那么两个都是天国是他们的。
They both say for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
当我们在想这个福的时候，我们就要想这个福，所谓的福其实就是高兴，就是福乐啊，就是happy.
So when we talk about the beatitude, it's joyful and being happy.
而且是满足。
And it's all satisfaction.
但是我们可以发现和人间所讲的福是相反的。
So this is opposite of what the worldly may think about the blessing.
人家所讲的福呢，是说我有什么，我拥有什么，这就是福。
For the worldly is whatever my possessions are my blessing.
或者是人家给我什么，我就是福气。
So if they give me things, then I'm blessed.
但是我们在这里看见，他却说是什么都没有的才是福。
Here it says, those who have nothing is so blessed.
那我们在神的面前，我们承认看见我们自己灵里面是贫穷的，我们承认我们在灵里面是破产的，我们是一无所有的人。
So when we look at ourselves, we know that we are poor, we are bankrupted in spirit, therefore we have nothing spiritually.
我们才是蒙福的。
Then we are blessed.
那今天我们要看这个更奇怪。
Today we see is more strange.
他是说受逼迫的人才有福的。
Blessed are those who are persecuted.
Wow, 叫我们没有办法理解哈。
We cannot understand.
你知道只有创造我们神，创造我们人的这一位神，他才知道。
Only the God who created us understands.
他才会讲这种话。
He, only he can say this.
我们今天我们就来看一下，先看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
他说：“为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣他原来的意思是说，曾经已经受过苦的。
This the Lord was saying, those who have suffered.
英文有的译本就翻译出来了哈，就说曾经受过苦的是有福的。
So some English translations already translate for those who have been suffered.
因为他们就是天国的子民。
Because they were children of heaven.
所以我自己在看这一句话的时候，我觉得这里面有两，主耶稣有两层的他的意思哈。
Here I think there are two meanings.
第一个就是这个人的信仰是真的。
The first.That this person's belief is true.
他是属于天国的子民。
So he is the children of the kingdom.
第二个就是唯一受逼迫是一定要有的。
The second, they must be persecuted.
我为什么这样子讲呢？
Why do I say that?
因为我从经文，我从其他的地方主耶稣讲的，我们来看。
Because you look from what Jesus said elsewhere.
你记不记得主耶稣在马太福音第十三章讲了一个撒种的比喻？
So in the chapter 13 of Matthew, there was a parable of the soul.
第一种是那个种子撒在路旁的。
It was the seed sown by the wayside.
那么第二种呢是撒在石头地上的。
The second was sown on the rocky ground.
就是说这个石头地上土很浅啊。
So there was pretty shallow.
他说主耶稣他解释的时候，他就说就是人听得到，当下欢喜领受。
When Jesus interpreted this, when we received the words and were happy, we received it.
只因心里没有根。
But there was no root in the heart.
不过是暂时的。
It's only temporary.
即至未到遭了患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
So when their tribulations and persecution came, and then they fell.
然后我们再看彼得前书，如果你有圣经的话，请你翻到彼得前书第一章。
And then we go to First Peter.
彼得前书第一章哈，第六节。
Chapter one, verse six.
第六节，他说：“因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候。”得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵，他在这里告诉我们说，我们看见他说，在百般的试炼中，我们的信心被证明是真的。
So here it says that the proof of your faith being more precious than gold when they were being tried.
那么第二个就是主耶稣他就告诉他的门徒，他们一定要受逼迫的。
So He told his disciples they will be persecuted.
保罗也讲，他说我们进入天国的之前，我们必须要经过许多的患难。
Paul also said we must endure many tribulations before enter the kingdom.
我们现在主耶稣，其实主耶稣跟他的门徒讲得很清楚，他说你们一定要受逼迫。
So, Lord Jesus told his disciples clearly, you shall have trials.
所以呢？我才会这样子讲啊。
That's why I say this.
那么现在我们再看第十一节。
Now we go back to verse 11.
主耶稣他就解释唯一受逼迫是什么意思。
And he explained what's the meaning for being persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
第十一节他说，人若因我辱骂你们。
If the people that would say evil things against you.
那么这个他在这里中文翻译成人若因我辱骂你们。
So if people would cast insults at you in my name's sake.
那么主耶稣他原来的意思是什么呢？他是说无论什么时候。
The meaning is doesn't matter when it happens.
无论什么时候你们为义受逼迫。
Whenever you are persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
为了主的缘故。
For the sake of our Lord.
接下去他就告诉我们我们会受到什么样的逼迫。
And then he will say, what kind of persecution we shall face?
当我们在看前面这一句话，他说无论什么时候，当我们为了主的缘故受逼迫的时候。
It says, when you were people cast insult at you,And for my name's sake, you were persecuted.
为什么是无论什么时候呢？
Why does it whenever it happens?
因为我们是属于他的。
Because we belong to him.
我们就是他的身体。
We are his body.
我们已经与他联合在一起了。
We are also united with him.
弟兄姐妹，你还记得吗？当我们信主的时候，我们就受了圣灵，成为一个印记在我们里面。
So do you remember when we believe in Him and we were sealed by the Spirit?
你信主的时候，你身上有记号。
So there is a mark on you.
也许我们普通的人看不出来。
Ordinary people may not be able to see it.
也许看得出来，因为你有改变。
Maybe they can see it because you have changed.
但是我们没有一个人可以看得出来。哦，这个某某弟兄，你看他身上有一个记号在那个地方。
But we cannot say that. Oh, we can see a mark on him.
这是在以弗所书第一章那边告诉我们说，我们就受了圣灵为印记。
So this was the Ephesians chapter 1 that we are sealed by the Spirit.
谁知道呢？
Who knows?
撒旦知道。
But Satan knows.
他知道谁是属于神的。
He knows who belongs to God.
主也知道谁是属于他的。
The Lord knows who belongs to him.
你记不记得当主耶稣差遣12个门徒出去的时候？
Do you remember when the Lord sent out the 12 apostles?
去传讲天国的道理。
To preach the kingdom.
他就告诉他们，他说你们进入以色列人当中。
He said, when you go into, enter the Israelites,
你们就要像羊进入狼群当中。
As if the sheep enter the wolf pack.
为了主的缘故，他告诉他们，他说你们要受人的逼迫。
He said, you will be persecuted for my sake.
他说你们要被交给公会。
You will be turned over to the Sanhedrin.
你们要被人恨恶。
You will be hated by people.
甚至被家里面的人逼迫。
And even if you're persecuted by your own family.
主知道信他的跟随他的人，他们是 无论何时都会为了主的缘故受到逼迫的。
So the Lord knows whoever believes in him and whoever follows him, no matter when, they will be persecuted.
弟兄姐妹，我们应该感谢神。
So we should really thank God.
因为如果我们无论什么时候，我们都发现我们受逼迫，
If we are being persecuted at all times,
那就你就知道你是属于他的身体的。
Then you know that you belong to his body.
你就知道他因着圣灵，他是住在你的里面，他是时时刻刻都与你同在。
So you will also know that the Spirit that lives in dwells in you and be with you at all times.
所以主耶稣才会说，无论什么时候你受到逼迫的时候。
That's why Jesus says, at all times when you are persecuted.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是我们应该感谢神的。
So we should thank our Lord.
主耶稣他自己知道，信他的、跟随他的人、做他门徒的，因为他的缘故，一定会受到逼迫。
So the Lord Jesus knows whoever follows him, believes in him, and being his disciple will be persecuted for his sake.
我们看一下约翰福音第十五章。
Let's go to John chapter 15.
十五章第十八节到二十节。
18:18-20.
我念给我们大家一起念哈，约翰福音第十五章十八节到二十节。
We'll read together from verse 18 to 20, chapter 15 of John.
哦，对不起，是十八，对，十八到二十哈，我们
18 to 20。
世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以先，已经恨我了。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。啊，记不记得？兄弟们，我不知道你们记不记得啊？这个，保罗以前叫什么名字啊
？Do you remember what was the old name for Paul?
扫罗，对不对？
Saul.
你们还记不记得当他在往大马色的路上要去抓这些基督徒，要去迫害这些基督徒，往大马色的路上，主耶稣亲自借着大光向他显现。
Do you remember when Saul was on his way to Damascus and to persecute the believers?And our Lord Jesus appeared to him, revealed himself to him in the big light.
好，我们看一下《使徒行传》第九章。
Let's go to Acts chapter 9.
第一节到第五节
from verse 1 through 5
我念给你们听哈扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话去见大祭司求文书给大马色的各会堂若是找着信奉这道的人无论男女都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷扫罗行路将到大马色忽然从天上发光四面照着他就扑倒在地听见有声音对他说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我他说主啊你是谁扫罗不认识他哈那主怎么回答呢主就告诉他说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣弟兄姐妹啊，接下去哈我们再念他说起来进城去你所当做的事必有人告诉你这是我们从扫罗他的经历啊，你有没有看到弟兄姐妹有没有看到主耶稣他没有说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我的门徒扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我的教会
Our Lord Jesus didn't say Saul Saul why did you persecute my disciples why did you persecute my church
扫罗问他你是谁
Saul who are you my Lord
主耶稣说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣
says, I am the Jesus that you persecuted
我过去当我第一次看到现在每次看到心里面还是很激动啊。但是当我每次看到这段经文的时候你知道我的信心就会坚定然后我真的是心里面受到极大的安慰
So every time when I read this I was deeply touched and my faith became more confirmed
我就看见他没有讲说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我的门徒扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我的教会他说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我
Because our Lord did not say hey, Saul Saul why did you persecute my disciples or why did you persecute my church but he said why did you persecute me
这个是真的是叫人心里面受到激励
So thiscan deeply touched by reading it.
当我们在这个世界上我们受到逼迫的时候当我们受到人家毁谤的时候当我们受到人家羞辱的时候
So when we were shamed by other people when we were persecuted that people say evil things against us
因为是我们信主耶稣的缘故
It's because we believe in our Lord Jesus
我们知道无论什么时候他都与我们同在
We also know that he's always been with us.
也许我们现在没有办法像第一世纪的信徒们那样子受到逼迫。
Maybe we cannot experience the kind of the persecution the believers suffered during the first century.
比方说有的被砍头了
Some they were beheaded.
有的被锯死了
They were cut off by the saw.
有的被绑在木头上面用火烧死了
Some were bounded on the cross and burned.
这些事情发生在我们身上的可能性都不大
Those kind of things are unlikely to happen to us.
当然我们不敢讲、啊、
Of course, I cannot say it.
我们现在知道在世界上其他的地方还有神的儿女因为主的缘故被逼迫被杀死被烧死的
We know that even today there are children of God being persecuted being murdered and being burned
我们应该很感谢神、啊、
We really should thank God
那么主耶稣在这个地方呢他就告诉我们我们会受到什么样的逼迫
Here, the Jesus taught us what kind of persecution we're going to face.
第一个就是他说有人因为我的缘故辱骂你们。
So people will say evil things against you for my sake.
辱骂在言语就是说在言语上面的羞辱在言语上面的虐待啊，就是我们说 abuse 啊。
So it's being abused or insulted in language.
那么有的时候是从自己的好朋友来的
Sometimes it comes from our friends
甚至很多时候是跟我们最亲近的家人跟我们最关系最亲密的家人来的
Sometimes even from the family members who we are intimate with
那么第二种的逼迫是什么呢
What's the second kind of a persecution?
那么在第十一节的时候他就说若有人逼迫你们
He says, if somebody persecute you,
这个逼迫你们呢, 其实在他原来的字呢, 它就是基本的意思就是被追、被赶, 被追打。
So in other way, the original means they are being chased and they are being beat up.
第三种的逼迫呢,
the third kind of a persecution.
他说就是人捏造各样的坏话毁谤你们。
So they say all kinds of evil against you falsely.
这是在背后说一些不真实的话。
You say something in your back, behind your back, that's not true.
圣经上告诉我们说因为他们不认识耶稣。
Because they do not know Jesus.
因为他们不认识神。
They do not know God.
主耶稣在世界上的时候就被人家背后毁谤。
So Jesus was talked about behind his back, accused falsely.
马太福音第11章19节那边就告诉我们说 他说你看这个人啊，成天就是跟这些罪人搞在一堆。
So they, in the chapter 11 it says, you see this person, he's always mingled with the sinners.
背后毁谤他。
So they say evil things against behind his back.
我们今天在这个世界上 我们成为基督徒, 有没有人背后说你啊?
So you are a Christian. Does anybody talk about you behind your back?
不是因为你做了什么错事情,
not because you have made mistakes.
乃是因为你没有做什么错事情,
and because you did not make any mistakes.
乃是因为你是跟随主耶稣的,
because you are the followers of Jesus.
就有人背后毁谤你。
So people will say evil things behind your back.
弟兄姐妹, 我们知道, 当面的羞辱啊, 其实很容, 有的时候, 还可以忍受啊。
Well, sometimes I think it's easier to tolerate insults face to face.
当然也是不容易,
it's not easy.
但是背后的毁谤更难接受。
But even they do things behind your back, it's more difficult to accept.
因为这些事情会传出去的。
Because it will be spread out.
所以我们常常就会觉得说他讲的不是真话嘛, 然后又传出去了, 就把我整个的名声呢, 通通都破坏了。
So the things they said are false and they spread it out, so it ruined my reputation.
叫我们常常这个百口难辩,
so we cannot even defend ourselves.
破坏我们的名声,
it destroyed our reputation.
所以毁谤其实对我们来讲是一个更大更大的逼迫。
So insults is a greater persecution.
不过主耶稣告诉我们, 如果是因为主的缘故被人毁谤, 你就应该感谢神。
But Jesus taught us we should thank God if we were persecuted for Jesus' sake.
因为这就证明你是蒙福的人。
Because that proves you are blessed.
你知道他是在毁谤主耶稣。
You know they are insulting our Lord Jesus.
而不是在毁谤你。
They are not insulting you.
因为主耶稣问扫罗, 他说, 扫罗, 扫罗, 你为什么逼迫我?
That's why Lord Jesus asked, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
我们看一下彼得前书第3章13节到18节。
Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第3章13节, 我念给你们听啊。 他说你们若是热心行善, 有谁害你们呢? 你们就是为义受苦, 也是有福的, 不要怕人的威吓, 也不要惊慌, 只要心里尊主基督为圣, 有人问你们心中盼望的缘由, 就要常作准备, 以温柔敬畏的心回答个人, 存着乌龟的良心, 叫你们在何事上被毁谤, 就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们, 在基督里有好品性的人, 自觉羞愧, 神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦, 总强如因行恶受苦, 因基督也曾一次为罪受苦, 就是义的代替不义的, 为要引我们到神的面前, 按着肉体说, 他被致死, 按着灵性说, 他复活了。 弟兄姐妹, 这个就是神让我们看见, 当有人辱骂我们, 当有人逼迫我们, 当有人或者是说, 这个毁谤我们, 因着主耶稣的缘故, 弟兄姐妹, 你知道, 他不是毁谤你, 他不是逼迫你, 他是毁谤耶稣。
So here it tells us, if we were insulted, persecuted by other people, we know that they are not insulting you, they are not persecuting you, but they are persecuting Jesus.
弟兄姐妹, 当我们信主之后,
after we become a believer,
we
will be persecuted.
如果你专心地爱主，你专心地跟随他做门徒,
if you follow the Lord with all your hearts, you love him with all your heart,
因为你这个生命是藏不住的,
because you cannot hide your life.
这个生命是从主那里来的,
your life came from the Lord, you cannot hide it.
主耶稣他讲, 他说城是造在山上面,
the Lord says to build up the city on the mountain.
灯是点在台子上的,
and the light is put on top of the table.
当你信了主之后, 为了主的缘故, 你会受到逼迫。
So after you become a believer, you will be persecuted for his sake.
但是另外还有一点呢, 你的生命会表现出来。
But another way is your life shall be revealed.
主耶稣告诉我们说, 我们像光, 像盐一样。
So we shall be like light and salt.
你知道会让人很刺眼的。
Really, the light can hurt people's eye.
很让人很难受的。
People can feel bad.
不是你故意的。
Not because you do it purposefully.
但是神的生命在你里面, 就像光一样会现出来的。
See, if the life of the Lord is in you, you'll be like light and will be revealed.
无论你是在哪里,
wherever you are.
如果我们从圣经上面看, 我们看见第一世纪的这些基督徒, 他们在罗马政府的逼迫之下,
we see the first century believers are persecuted by the Roman government.
无论是在共产党共产主义所统治之下,
or under the control of communism parties.
或者我们讲的最, 跟我们最有关系的, 就是在工作场合里面,
or the most relevant place is the workplace.
弟兄姐妹, 我告诉你, 如果你信了主耶稣, 你里面的光会发出来的。
So if you believe the Lord Jesus, the light inside you will shine.
在你旁边的人会很刺眼。
So the light will burn their eyes.
但是如果我们希望我们被人接纳,
if we want to be received by people,
或者是说我们希望得到有更好的工作条件,
if we want to have a better working condition,
我们就把我们这个光藏起来,
and then we try to hide our light,
我们就把我们的信仰藏起来,
so we hide our belief,
我们不告诉别人,
we don't tell people.
换句话讲, 就是我们在我们的信仰上妥协,
in other words, we compromise our faith.
如果这样, 这个世界就不会恨我们,
if that way, maybe the world will not hate us.
我们就不会那么刺眼,
then we would not be so strong.
我们就不会那么让人家难受,
and we would not make people feel so bad.
但是我们就不会经历到主耶稣所讲的蒙福。
Then we shall not feel or experience the blessings as Jesus was talking about.
我们就不会经历到天国的荣耀。
We cannot experience the glory of the kingdom.
因为主耶稣说, 为义受逼迫的人有福了, 因为天国是他们的。
Because Jesus said, blessed are the people who are persecuted for the righteousness, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
最后一节,
the last verse.
主耶稣告诉基督徒当逼迫来的时候, 他应该有什么反应?
He teaches the disciples, when persecution comes, how should they respond?
我们应该怎么反应啊?
How do we respond to the persecution?
要怎么样?
How should we do it?
弟兄姐妹, 当逼迫来的时候, 我们应该怎么样?
So brother, sister, what should we do when the persecution comes?
有没有哪一个可以告诉我?
Anyone can say it?
要怎么样? 要欢喜快乐。
Rejoice and be glad.
为什么要欢喜快乐?
Why rejoice and be glad?
让我们看见一件事情, 他说, 因为我们在天上的赏赐是大的。
For our reward in heaven is great.
这个赏赐, 这个福不是这个地上的。
This blessing and this reward is not earthly.
这个地上的东西都是暂时的。
So the things on the earth are temporary.
不是永远。
It's not permanent. Our life is short. Just like a piece of cloud. Or like a fog, very temporarily disappears. Jesus is telling us our reward in heaven is great. People say your believers are also think about the profits. If these are worldly things, then I will be thinking about the profit. But Jesus telling us the reward we are looking for is heavenly. He wants us to have this reward. So why do we want a reward if we believe and follow Jesus? We are not looking for the things on this world. Is this being thinking about the prophets? No, it's not.
第二个, 他说, 因为有先知过去人家也是这样对待他们,
because there were prophets in the past, they've been persecuted the same way.
他说, 在你们以前的先知, 人也是这样逼迫他们。 弟兄姐妹, 当我们想到旧约里面的先知的时候,
so whenever we think about the prophets in the Old Testament time,
我们看见在旧约里面的先知没有一个人喜欢他们的。
No one liked their prophets. They don't like to listen to them. So when we just read Isaiah 53, he was talking the Israelites at that time did not accept. They don't like those prophets. So when the Jesus gave him parables.
他就讲到说有一个人他都要去收把钱租给别人嘛对不对他要去收租的时候他就差遣了他的仆人去那些仆人就是被他们凌辱被打最后被杀。
So when the Lord Jesus says when people were sent to collect in the rents, they were persecuted and they were killed.
但是如果你从马太福音第23章那边去看的时候你发现
So you can see from Matthew 23, those people are very precious in Jesus' mind. And they also have a portion in God's kingdom. They can share the glory of God. So we should thank God. So Jesus says, blessed are those who are persecuted for sake of righteousness. For there is the kingdom of heaven. And then he explains what is being persecuted for sake
of righteousness.
So when people say evil things against us, they chase us, they beat on us, they persecute us on his account, then we are blessed. So where is this blessing? It's in heaven. It's not on earth. We thank God. God allow us to be persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Have you ever been insulted by other people? Have you been shamed for the sake of the Lord by other people? Have you been persecuted by others?
如果有,
if you have been, you are blessed. Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣,
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
感谢你开我们的眼睛,
we thank you for leading us.
让我们看见,
let us see.
不是属于这个世界的,
we don't belong to this world.
我们是属于你的,
we belong to you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
弟兄姐妹都仰望在你的手中。
We present all the brothers and sisters into thy hands.
我们知道，当我们在受逼迫的时候，我们就是属于你的。
We know that if we were being persecuted, we belong to you.
我们是蒙福的。
We are blessed.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.